Tantor Audio presents Lockout by Maya Cross, narrated by Carmen Rose. Chapter 1. The morning after fleeing the hotel, I woke, bleary-eyed and exhausted, to the sound of my phone buzzing in my purse. When I'd finally found my way home, it had been well after midnight, and in spite of everything that had happened, I'd passed out almost instantly. A quick look at the clock told me I'd overslept. I slipped my phone from my bag just as the ringing stopped. 12 missed calls. I didn't even have to look at the caller ID. There was only one person who had any reason to ring that many times. I was vaguely surprised that Sebastian was so frantic. I'd figured that since the game was up, he'd admit defeat and take the opportunity to slink away quietly. But for some reason, he seemed intent on fighting it out. A night's sleep had done little to temper my anger. I hate being lied to. A tiny part of me thought that perhaps I'd overreacted, that I should have given him a chance to explain. But my past mistakes were constantly looming in my mind. I'd seen signs before, and I'd turned a blind eye. I wouldn't fall into that trap again. The phone started ringing again before I even made it to the shower. Flicking it to silent, I shoved it into my purse. I figured if I ignored him for long enough, he'd eventually get the message. But I was wrong. As I was trotting out the door, I felt it vibrating against my side. And again, 3 minutes later, in the taxi. 12 calls became 20. There was only so much I could take. What? I said, answering gruffly.
Sophia, thank God. I've been calling all morning.